You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I love this song, and welcome on into Festivus Friday. It is time. Hoy, it is time. It is Friday.
We made it!
We are here.
We have a weekend.
We have a weekend. We can do this. Daniel, do you have a grievance?
Oh, the World Cup is here. I don't have any grievances.
You even got a foot to the face. You have a knot on your forehead and all over the side of your cheek.
Yep.
And some lovely individual that got super excited and really into the celebration.
Got tossed in the
accidentally
air.
Accidentally went kung fu fighting to your face. And then said, oh, I'm sorry, mister, can I Venmo you? To which you said no, but I think that is so hilariously sweet and funny. And you're fine. You're a little banged up, but you are so into this. There is nothing you could possibly say that would be a grievance.
No, not right now. I mean, I've got some grievances, but you know what? I'm going to put them on hold.
It's a good time. It's a good time to be alive in Kansas City. Samuel?
Oh, I'll take one. My grievance, and Dan and I were just kind of talking about this off the air, is my natural desire to be negative. For literally the last 2 years, my word of the year has been positivity, and I do my best. Mm-hmm. But we had the discussion yesterday about being positive and creating those positive neural pathways. And of course, I went home and sat and thought about the fact that I have not been living up to that. So my grievance is with myself. Not everything needs to be nitpicked. I don't need to find the flaw in every single thing that I look at. Some things are just okay.
Except banning license plate frames in the state of Kansas.
No, we're being positive.
No, I'm telling you, that's my grievance. There is nothing okay about saying that that has something to do with law enforcement safety. And starting in 5 days, if you've got a license plate frame, take it off.
Positive.
You're welcome.
It's a solid grievance that Dana has, so
can't challenge it.
We have one line open, 913-586-7798. Fill it up.
Festivus Friday is here. All right, you know the rules. I don't have to go over the rules. I don't, because you know the rules. We've been doing this a long time. I will simply say, welcome to Festivus Friday. First in, first up, Joseph Adelie Summit. Hello.
Hello. I would like to air a grievance with a particular food item. And I'm turning 38 this year, and I don't think I have ever successfully eaten one of these without creating a huge mess. And they need to just start breaking it up, putting it in a bowl, and serving it with a fork. Hard shell tacos.
Oh. Okay.
I cannot eat one of those without it breaking and going all over. Half of it's on the floor, and then I'm super hungry after that.
Okay, that's a pretty good grievance, Joseph. And can I also say that I've started eating ice cream with lemon curd, and if you think that's weird, I did too. And then trust me, vanilla ice cream with lemon curd, you're going to do it, and you're going to go, thank you, and I should start a company and make $1 billion, but I don't have the bandwidth to do it. Put lemon curd on vanilla ice cream. We did it on accident.
Are you experimenting in the kitchen again?
We did it on accident, and I tasted it, and I go, that is the best thing I have ever had in my entire life. Joey in Overland Park. Hi, Joey.
Hi, all. My grievance is that I had to get a new job because of the fact that my old job wasn't willing to pay me enough.
Yeah.
So I left my really good job with my awesome coworkers.
Aww.
And I got an even better job that's paying good, but I'm not getting to be with those coworkers or my fiance anymore
because
I'm not working with her anymore.
Joey, I'm sorry, but I bet you'll make new friends.
Yeah. But, you know, it just kind of stinks.
Well, congrats.
Today was actually my last day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're leaving a job that you loved, but you got to do what you got to do. And I wish and hope for you that you make new friends at your new job. Let's go do line three, Robin. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dana. I love you. And I have to shout out Scott because we miss him and Kansas City loves you, Scott.
Oh, that's very sweet. We will pass that on.
Good. My grievance is with our healthcare system, and I'm so irritated that I always have to have a referral to a specialist. If I want to go to a different specialist than the one I'm going to, why do I have to pay $1,500 to go there to get a referral?
Can I just add to your grievance about the referral, Robin? Because we're going through this right now. Did you realize if you think you have torn something in your body really badly, and I'm not going to say what, you don't just get an MRI. We were literally told this last week that insurance will not cover it. But we think that you tore, just fill in the blank, it doesn't even matter. We're not sure because we can't go in and explore because insurance is not going to cover it.
Yeah.
So we're guessing what's wrong. We're just going to guess.
I'd like to expand on Robin's grievance and just say the healthcare system as a whole, it really doesn't care about us being healthy and is all about profit, because the only reason you have to go and get a referral is so that you can pay that other doctor to say, yep, you're right, this is what's wrong. Now you need to go see that doctor who can tell you what's also wrong.
Right. And then now we're back to your grievance.
Dumb.
Look at that. Let's go to, this is a good one too. Eric and Olathe, welcome to Festivus Friday.
Hey, first I just want to say, Sam, I think your grievance is very ironic considering the occasion right now.
Amen.
But anyway, my grievance is movie theater etiquette these days. People have no idea how to act in the movies at all anymore. Like, I've seen three or four movies this year, I believe.
Can you give me an example? Because I know exactly what you're talking about, Eric.
Yeah, like, you know, just people talking during the movie, having their phones out, you know, being rowdy. One time the manager had to stop the movie and come in and threaten to kick everyone out if the theater didn't, like, shut up and sit down.
Eric, I love going to see a good movie when appropriate, like Jurassic Park, like something where things are exploding and there's loud noises and you need to physically go see it. But lately, you have to weigh the return on that investment. Am I going to go and have an enjoyable time, or am I going to roll the dice and you're going to get a rowdy group of younger people in there? The last time we went to a movie, Sam, I believe I told you this, it smelled like a dispensary. And I was like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
I am out.
It's a good movie right there.
Bet they sold a lot of Milk Duds that night. 913-586-7798. One line open if you want it. You are listening to Festivus Friday on Dana and Parks. Welcome on back to Festivus Friday. We will get right back to the grievances, and you can text those to Sam if you would prefer it, 913-586-7798.
We've got one from the text line.
Lay it on me.
And I have suffered with this many, many, many times, 7342, I hear ya. My grievance is with the folks that take the exit from southbound 69 to I-35 south. That's actually backwards. It's from south to southbound 69. People slow down to like 40, 45 miles an hour on that exit as if it is some sharp turn. It's not a sharp turn. The speed limit on the exit is still 65 miles an hour. For the love of God, stop slowing down. I feel you.
I feel you. I feel that on a cellular level. Let's go to Tony. Oh, in South Kansas City. This happened to me last night, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah, mine's a first world grievance. But kind of along the traffic thing, when people ahead of you pull or do not pull when they're making a left turn out of the intersection.
Yes, yes.
And then the light switches.
Yes.
So either they don't go or you have to wait for another cycle.
Yes. I call it floating out there, Tony. If you're in the first position and you have either a green flashing or you've got, you know, you're supposed to wait for the oncoming traffic. I call it floating. So you've got your left signal on, you float out into the intersection to wait till it's clear, and then you go.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm a floater outer, Tony. And last night I got behind a car that was not a floater outer, and then the light turned red and we were all stranded there for another cycle. Let's go to Devin in Overland Park. Hi, Devin.
Hello. My grievance is this new law with the license plate borders, but for a reason, the fine doesn't match the crime. You're going to charge me $2,300 if I got a border on my license plate, but you're only going to charge me a $35 seatbelt ticket?
Yes, Devin. Yes, that is what they're saying. And for those of you who missed it, I will be screaming about this for the next week. You have until the 1st of July to take the frame off of your license plate in Kansas. If it covers up any part of any of the information on your license plate, even the very, very top of the K in Kansas, you can be pulled over. The fines are ridiculous. The law goes into effect July 1st. If it says Kansas City Chiefs fan, maybe it says Rock Chalk Jayhawk, maybe it says Bob Allen Ford, whatever your little like frame says, get it off your license plate. And if you have cellophane, like a plastic clear protectant covering over your license plate, those are now illegal as of July 1st.
I have not been able to confirm nor deny this, but a number of people on the text line are saying that there is a 6-month grace period. I would just play it safe and not risk it because, they'll get you.
The dumbest
law get you.
I have ever heard in my entire life. Let's go to Will in Overland Park. Hi, Will. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have a grievance and a gratitude related to each other.
Please.
About a month ago, I went and bought a new-to-me vehicle from a dealership in Independence, whom I will not name.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And I had to go to Kansas to get it inspected, because that's where I live.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the State Highway Patrol, and it took forever, and I said, what's wrong? And she said, well, we have a problem.
Oh, God.
This vehicle is a recovered theft.
Oh!
And this is a salvage title. And she goes, I'm telling you that because you can insure a salvage title vehicle for full coverage. And she goes, I know this because I had this very vehicle in this station 2 months ago, and the owner was trying to register it in Kansas. And when it came up salvage, she went back to Missouri and they expunged the title. She goes, now I'm not saying it's a dealer that bought it, that you bought it from,
but
they absolutely 100% had to know because they have to do a state VIN search. Well, I went back to the dealer and demanded my money back, and he said, you're really upset about this. And I said, of course I am. First of all, you lied to me. And second of all, you sold me a vehicle that's worth half of what you charged me. And thirdly, I couldn't insure it wanted to.
Right.
Now, that's my grievance. The whole story they told me about the vehicle's history was all baloney. And I've known the family that owns the dealership for 50 years. The gratitude I have.
I'm waiting for the gratitude here, Will.
That state inspector saved me thousands of dollars by bringing this to my attention. Because she could have just floated it by, but she did the right thing. And she told me what to search. And I made the dealership search the state VIN search right in front of me. And the first thing that popped up was that it was a salvage vehicle.
Let me ask you this, Will. Is that education for all of our listeners that even if you buy a car from a, quote, reputable dealer who is supposed to know what they're doing, even if you are considering buying a car from a dealer, you take the VIN number of that car and run it through and make sure it's legitimate?
Well, here's my advice. Carfax won't tell you the whole story. The check won't tell you the whole story. The only thing that does is go to the State Highway Patrol and have them do the search.
Okay.
And that's my advice, because this dealership's been in this city for 60 years. And when I contacted the owner, the guy that sold me my very first car 50 years ago, he was mortified.
Oh, I bet.
And Will, you have a second gratitude, and it's the fact that they gave that car back to you to take back to complain, because they tried to do that to me in the state of Kansas. It showed up as previously stolen. They would not release the vehicle back to me.
They just kept it?
Until they cleared up what was going on. I said, I'm not leaving without my truck. And they called the police department that had reported it stolen all those years ago and said, oh, no, we closed that case. Thanks for telling us.
Oh, wow. That is some good, useful information there, Will. Sam, thank you for that. Austin in Paola. Hi, Austin. Go ahead.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Yeah, and to you.
I have a grievance with a 2-lettered gas station that's well-known around the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to grievance that the stalls in the front of the gas station, the parking lots, are now reserved for curbside pickup, and they take up a good chunk of that front portion.
Yeah.
So it's forcing everybody to park on the sides and limit where you can park in the front.
Yeah.
I'm and it's a first world problem. I understand. It just cracks me up because all my friends are talking about, hey, have you gone to Quick Trip? Our spots are gone. So to that, I'm sorry, I name dropped. To that two-letter gas station, maybe reimagine where you're putting those spots. Thanks, guys.
Austin, it's a great grievance. Thank you for it. Let's go to Shane. I just read what Shane wants to say. Shane in Brookside. Hello. Go ahead.
Hi. I love you guys and love your show. You guys make me crack up all the time. My wife is cracking up probably right now that I'm even talking to you. My grievance is with Dana, and it's only that you just picked the subject and then you ran with it. But the whole tickling of the primates and all of that, you kind of left God out of all that picture. And I felt like I should call about that. And
the researchers that tickled chimpanzees to gauge their reaction in comparison to a human being's giggling.
Yes. And you kind of ran with that, the whole thing and us being directly tied, related. And then I was like, she didn't mention God in any of that. It's just my little thing.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to clarify. You wanted me to mention God in the evolution between primates and humans?
Yeah, maybe. But the whole thing is that, you know, in 10 years from now, when they do some other study, or whatever that looks like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always a study. And there's always something and I believe in God, you know,
yeah.
I'm
going to tell you something. Had the story been religious in nature or based in some religious teaching, we certainly would have brought it up. It was just a study.
My grievance
is
from
scientists
the text line.
Looking into giggling of animals. I don't know where religion belongs in that, but I will tell you this. We do not talk about religion, and we do not talk about politics on the Dana and Parks program.
9060 from the text line. My grievance is with people who don't wave anymore when you let them in traffic.
Oh, that's a good one.
And what happened to the wave back?
The courtesy wave.
You do the courtesy wave, and then you give them the two fingers like, yeah, I saw the wave. We're humans. We communicate.
Is
we
the courtesy
that.
Wave two fingers, or is the courtesy wave, do you want a full full five? And then the wave back, to me, should be two fingers.
Even a bro nod.
Like, I got
would
you.
Be cool.
I got
I mean,
you.
Just acknowledgement of the fact that, you know, I just let you in.
Okay. 913-586-7798. We are back with your grievances, big and small, on Dana and Parks after this. One line open if you want it as we continue Festivus Friday on this Friday, June 26th, 913-586-7798. You can text your grievances to that number and Sam will answer those. Sam tells me to go to line 9. Hello, 99 line 999. Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, Dad, what are you doing? Happy birthday.
I'm just puffing on a cigar and watching the news. But first of all, you and Sam are doing a fantastic job in Scott's absence. But here's my grievance.
Yeah. Lay it on me.
The U.S. Open was last week.
Correct.
I know you're aware of that.
Yeah.
On the first day of the U.S. Open, I couldn't find it anywhere. I finally realized it's on USA Network. So I go there and watch it. The next day on Friday, I go to USA Network, and it's a bunch of old reruns and stuff. And I'm thinking, well, okay, this ain't good. I find out on Friday that it's aired solely on Peacock. Mm-hmm. Then on the weekend, it goes back and forth between Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC.
Right. That's accurate.
How do you ever figure out how, where, when to watch sporting events anymore? Because trust me, it's coming. Why can't we just have the Royals on MLB? Why can't we just have the Chiefs on NFL?
I'll tell you this. I don't understand how any of those contracts work we can't even get, for a while anyway, we couldn't get Channel 41 on locally, Dad, one of the major, was it Dish Network or something, Sam? Because the networks get into these you-know-what matches with the providers. I don't understand how the contracts work. The only thing we've been able to figure out is that there is a sports-like favorite setting on the television, and you can help have mom help you find it. And if you favorite sports and every time just go to sports, it will list you all of the active sports that are airing at that time.
Yeah, I understand.
It's an extra step. It's a total pain. It's an extra step. That's the only way I've figured out how to find it, because I can't make heads or tails of why it's on a different channel every day, well, depending on what you're watching.
There's a lot of KC transplants down here that are very unhappy about the fact they can't. I mean, even the Chiefs are kind of hard to find sometimes. And if you can't find the Chiefs, you're probably ain't going to find much of anything. You know?
Yes.
And then last thing, and I'll leave you alone, I heard your deal about the license plate frames. And I'm just telling you, Mississippi, that's no big deal, because half the cars down here don't even have license plates on them. So.
Fact.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Love you. Bye. Happy birthday. Bye. It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, happy birthday. To piggyback on his not being able to watch things grievance, and it's not Fox 4's fault. I'm not blaming them in any way, shape, or form. It has to be a FIFA thing, if I had to guess.
Oh, yeah.
But if the game is being played in Kansas City, why can't I watch it on Fox 4? Fox 4 yesterday was showing the game out of Dallas and not the game out of Kansas City.
I know it, and you know that that's not up to them.
I know. I was annoyed. I know.
It is incredibly annoying.
Angry man yells at clouds.
I know. Let's go to Kurt in Lenexa. Hi, Kurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
I'm so good. Go ahead.
Good. That's good. Good. I do have your reservation for Funky Town this evening.
That is good to know, Kurt. Thank you.
All right. And to Scott, we love and miss you. We'll see you on the other end. Mm. My grievance is this. I was going down to downtown airport. I was taking a passenger for Lyft, and I was behind someone that did not have any brake lights. And I felt like saying, first of all, this is state law that you have to change them when they burn out.
Oh, yeah.
And thankfully, I saw them before they braked and everything. Otherwise, if I hadn't seen them, I would have had to talk to my insurance company because of the damage you would have done to my front.
Yep.
Change your light bulb, please.
If they know that it's out, I agree with you, Kurt. And I often wonder, when you're in traffic and you see that, there's two kinds of people. There's the person A who will do the the roll down your window, the universal symbol for roll down your window, and say, hey, your brake light's out. And then there's person B who's like, not my problem. I'm not dealing with it. And depending on the day, I could be either person.
Oh, I mean, considering and the fact that you guys have even talked me out of honking at people.
Yeah, please don't.
Considering modern road rage, I would not instruct somebody to roll their window down to let them know their brake light's out. They would think I was trying to fight them.
Like, I'm not trying to fight you. I'm trying to save you from killing someone or getting a ticket. You're right, though, Sam. I just... Let's go to Gary in Overland Park. Hi, Gary.
Yeah, this is Gary in Roland Park.
Oh, Roland Park.
Oh,
pardon
sorry,
me, Gary.
Oh,
you're okay. Go ahead.
Okay, clarification.
Yes.
I'm 60.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Jake.
Yeah.
I just want to throw my hat in the ring. Hey, if I need to get a kidney, I'm willing to do it. I'm A positive. But whatever we need to have happen.
Gary, that is beautiful and lovely. And do you follow me on Facebook, Dana Wright, KMBZ?
I don't, but...
If you can track that down, or I'll put you on hold and give you the phone number to call. Because one of the things I asked, if you guys missed the story, Jake is 13 years old. We had him on the program at 3 o'clock. Please listen at 6 o'clock. That's going to replay. And it's just a lovely, lovely interview with a very young child in our community who needs our help. He needs a kidney. And one of the parameters, loosely, is that they would prefer you be between ages 18 and 51. But Gary, they said that does not mean you are automatically disqualified if you are outside of that parameter. We're going to put you on hold, and I will give you the information because I put the phone number on Dana Wright, KMBZ, and we're going to put you on hold. Sam will just give you the phone number. So, Gary, that's very sweet. Thank you for calling in. Just sit tight. And for the rest of you, please tune in at 6 o'clock and listen to Jake's story, because I think between all of us in the listening audience, members of the Dana and Parks family, we can get Jake the help he needs. David in Gates, New York. Go ahead.
Hey, just a real simple little grievance here. It's with these mental health hotlines in both Kansas City and up here. I've had some very bad things happen here recently where I've had some bad thoughts, and I called these hotlines for some help. And yeah, the only help I get is, well, we can tell you where pantries are, and we can tell you where a shelter is. A lot of bloody good that's going to do when you're in a crisis.
David, I'm sorry to hear that. And I have never personally called one of those hotlines. I know that they exist, and I know that they're there to help. And I know that there are now texting mechanisms where you can text and get 24/7 help. And I'm sorry you have not been able to connect with the right one. I would urge you to keep trying, because there are great sites and helplines out there where I do believe you can find help.
I mean, this is how bad it got. Was last week I was so stressed out that I actually ended up having a stroke while I was up here.
Oh, and, David, I'm so sorry to hear that.
But did you say that number was being put on your Facebook page?
Yes. Yes, and real quick, because Sam is busy on hold letting Gary know, there are three different things that we posted. We posted Jake's sweet video. He made a video. He's 13 years old. He introduces himself and says, I need help. And if you can help, or you know someone that can help, here's how you can help. We posted that first, because that's in his own words and that's important. We posted our interview with Jake and his mom and dad that we did at 3 o'clock that's going to repeat here in 15 minutes immediately after that. And then the third line is the phone number to the University of Kansas Health System that handles requests like this for living donors. And I will reiterate, if you are not a match for Jake, you certainly could be a match for someone else and really save someone's life, half a world. You don't even know. I've had friends who have done it, who have matched. We have all kinds of KU kiddos last year who through Be the Match matched and helped save people with blood cancers. And so there is so many ways that we can all help. And if you can't help Jake, if you have it in your heart, please help somebody else, because there are so many people on the waiting list. We don't have enough people donating. We have too many people in need, like our friend Jake. 913-586-7798. We will continue the airing of the grievances straight ahead on Dana and Parks. Sam, are you living La Vida Loca? I just want to be sure.
Always.
I mean, like right now, are you living La Vida Loca? Or just...
Duh. Every time.
It's been such a long time since I heard that song. It's good. Let's go to Shelly in Bonner Springs. Hello, Shelly.
Hello.
Happy
Friday.
And to you.
I just wanted to, it's a small grievance, but I'm absolutely loving seeing all of the celebration of all of the sports teams that are currently here in town.
Yeah.
But as I shared with Sam, we have a national champion right here in Kansas City at Johnson County Community College who won the Junior College Baseball World Series, and nothing. And so I just want to give a shout out to the Cavaliers. I think they, you know, we just have so much celebrating going on and everything. But
and Shelly,
kind of got overlooked.
You are right. I think it did get lost in the shuffle. I will say, we mentioned it several times on the program because of the exciting way that whole series wrapped up. We didn't do interviews. Don't get me wrong. We could have done more and did not. We did mention it. And if you missed it, she is so right, because their season truly was historic. They set a new all-time college baseball record of 219 home runs. They shattered the record. Actually,
nice.
They shattered the record that was held by, I think, LSU. And held, by the way, since 1997.
From the text line, and man, this happens so often.
Yeah.
My grievance is when a server at a restaurant gets cocky about their ability to remember what you ordered.
I don't need to write it down.
They refuse to write down your order.
Nope.
Then they have to come back and ask again. And then they still get it wrong.
Uh-huh.
Just write it down, guys.
I don't think anyone cares if you write it down. And I don't ever think, oh, wow, they remembered all that. I ask myself, how did they remember all of that?
Every time that happens, every time I'm like, oh, I don't need to write it down, I look at my table and I'm like, we'll see them again in about 45 seconds because they're going to get back to that screen and go, wait, was that a Pepsi or a Sprite?
Let's go to Northland Nick. Hello, Nick. Go ahead.
Hi, Dana. Hi. I am so happy. My brother Doppler, Dina, and I love listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I do have a grievance. So yesterday, when Sam was going through 1 through 3 top best radio personalities, you won number one. Love that for you. And me, too. You said, oh, stop it, Sam.
Oh, stop
so
it.
I texted into the text line, no, you stop it. 7 exclamation points. Then I get a response automated saying, thank you. You will no longer receive messages.
Oh, because you tried to say stop it. Oh, my gosh. And it thought you were saying stop texting us.
Yes.
That's so hilarious.
Now, oh, gosh.
So, Northland Nick, can I explain for you?
That is so funny.
So, this is how I understand it. I could be wrong in some of these details, but I've always understood it as when you have a publicly available text line, you also have to have an automated response allowing people to unsubscribe from that text line. The issue being, it's not a subscription text line for us. So there is no response when you just type something. But if you say stop, end, cancel, or anything of the like, I do believe there is a legal requirement for a public text line to have that option. So you get the text saying you'll not receive any more texts from the Dana and Parks program. However, that's just a random automated thing that they make us do. We tried to get rid of it.
What if you accidentally say, oh my gosh, one of my favorite songs is Stop in the Name of Love?
You're going to get the automated response. Anywhere in the text. It could even be like you could say the word endless. And because it has end in endless,
it triggers
the automated response.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so Northland Nick, you got to sign back up now, I think.
I know. I texted Sam at 5:13. Undo, reverse.
No, you are good. You are all good.
Oh my God. I love that grievance. Thank you for it. I love it.
You'll still get our texts. If we reply to a text message, we will still see your texts. You're still part of the Dana and Parks family.
Love it. Ricky in Kansas City, wrap us up, my friend.
Yes, I want to know why the trucks that run around with that they say they're farm trucks that have the John Deere license plate on them.
Yeah.
How does the cops and the highway patrol identify them to be real?
I don't know how the farm truck license plate thing works, Ricky. I was shocked to learn on this program. Maybe a year ago it came up or 2 years ago.
Has to do with the pulling abilities.
The farm trucks don't have to have license. Like, is that right? License?
Yeah.
You just don't have to have them?
If you can tow over a certain weight and prove that you use it for work-related things for, you know, a certain percentage of the year or whatever, you get a farm tag, effectively, and they do not have a back plate because they're assuming you're going to spend more time with a trailer behind your truck than not. So they identify your vehicle based on the front plate.
Just a reminder, you have trailer. 5 days to get the license plate decorative frame or dealer-issued gift frame.
Or face a $2,500 fine.
Off of your car if you are ever driving in Kansas. It is a new law starting July 1st.
And you can legally own an alligator in Missouri.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah,
I mean, frowned upon.
Yeah.
But if you're missing your alligator.
Frowned upon by who?
Call the KC Pet Project. Because they have Longview Lou.
He wants to go home.
I want to go home.
Well, now you can.
I love you all. It's been a good week, but it is Friday. Friday is here. Please stick around for the bonus hour. You are going to hear from Jake. And it's important. Have your kids listen to it. He is amazing, and we are trying to help him out.
Get the podcast, KMBZ.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Download, like, subscribe. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.